Today, we'd like to see the title of The Way of Love in the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 13, verses 1 to 13. To online with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing. Why does it profit me nothing? Question 2. From verses 4 to 8, the first part replaces the love word with your own name and meditate it. What be your response? And replace the love word with Jesus and meditate it. What be your response? Question 3. In verse 11, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. What does it mean? In the last time, we saw in chapter 12, diversity of gift to build up a church in the body of Christ. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29 up to 31, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. That is agape love. Agape love is the fruit of the Holy Spirit in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 up 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Agape, the Greek noun form agape, is a divine love or a conditional love. Agape love is characterized as joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as well as the characteristics in this chapter 13. There are four types of love in the Greek. Agape is a divine love or unconditional love coming from God. Eros is a love conditioned upon opposite genders relationship. Philia is a love conditioned upon brothers or a friend relationship, and storge is a love condition upon parents-children's biological relationship. Though the human notions of love, if a condition is not satisfied, a person would easily fall into selfishness. In King James Version, agape, the Greek word translated as English word charity, which the word has changed through years in its usage and in its meaning as giving away to the needy people. And thus, because of the change of the usage and meaning, charity has the idea of sympathy. It is no longer a good word translation. Verse 1. Although I speak with the tongues of men. Tongue is not speaking to man, but to God. Tongue is the Greek word glossa. So not understandable language to us. This gift is beneficial to personal spiritual life. Use glorifying God and thanksgiving to God and so like that. So 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 2, for he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to man but to God, for no one understands him. However, in the spirit he speaks mysteries. And of angels, this is heavenly, the language. Moreover, then, would it be beneficial to the donee of those spiritual gifts? But I have another love. Without love, I have become sounding brass or a changing cymbal. Was a gift of a tongue to build up a church in the body of Christ, not by agape love, would be useless like a sounding brass or a changing cymbal. In other words, it is a useless noise. So is in order to build up the body of Christ, they must need love, like the cement to attach each brick. Bring it like each spiritual gift. Verse 2, and though I have the gift of prophecy, prophecy is to deliver God's word in the future thing or the applicable thing at the present state. So if you receive the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, the word of wisdom, or allology, the word of knowledge, the spiritual gift, and though I have all faith, so faith spiritual gift to remove the mountain, but not love, I am nothing. The gift would not edify a church in the body of Christ without love. That's why is no love, it would be useless. Verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, this is actually charity. Today, usage and meaning of charity, this one, you exercise charity, and though I give my body to be burned, so though I am martyred by fire, but not love, it profits me nothing. Why? If I curse all persecutors, I would not be witness to Christ, and so the martyrdom is meaningless to build up the body of Christ. So nobody wants to go to church when you are martyred, giving cursing, persecuted, unlike Stephen. So Stephen, when he was martyred, he prayed to the Lord, forgive. Charity as well. If you give charity to needy people, but if you brag or are proud over giving away, so it would be witness to Christ, so you could not edify the body of Christ. First of all, love suffers long. Right now is the characteristic of love. Love suffers long, suffers not short, but long. A matter of forgiving spree. For example, Matthew chapter 18, verse 21, 22. Then Peter came to Jesus and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me? And I forgive him. Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. So unlimited life, actually, not just the 490. So also is kind. Kindness is a character of love. So love does not envy, not jealous, does not praise itself, does not show up, not vaunt, not flaunt or brag about it. It is not perfect, not be arrogant. Verse 5, does not behave rudely, not weirdly, but gently. Does not seek its own opinion, not insist my way. Is not provoked, not mad, not take vengeance. So put aside madness, vengeance, and wrath to God. Think no evil. So no thought of theft, adultery, sneak away, looking for hidden motives. I trust you who say what you mean, the genuine heart. verse 6, does not rejoice in iniquity. Iniquity is an indirty thing or filthy thing, utterly sensual, devilish thing. James chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. But if you have a bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. The wisdom does not descend from above, but is utterly, sensually, demonic. That kind of is iniquity. But rejoice in the truth. Truth is Jesus himself or the word of God. Verse 7. So in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, according to the truth, you know, for the Christ's sake. Verse 8. Love never fails, which means not temporary, but eternal. All spiritual gifts are temporal to edify the body of Christ, the church on earth. Then we suggest through self-examination, like 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5, for salvation. Examine yourselves as to whether you are in faith. Test yourselves. Do you not know yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you? Yes or no? Unless indeed you are disqualified. That's a self-examination for salvation. Likewise, the agape love. So agape love, by meditation of agape love, replaced with our own name. And Jesus, we can know where to be sanctified in particular toward Christ. So, for example, the first person love, instead of my name, Wayne suffers long and is kind, Wayne does not envy, Wayne does not praise itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, fears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things, love never fails. That moment, I know where to be sanctified. Then, second one, instead of love, put the Jesus. Jesus suffers long and is kind. Jesus does not envy. Jesus does not parade itself. Jesus is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Hears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Jesus never failed. That is showed us our goal, which is the perfect image of Jesus Christ himself. Verse 8, second part, but whether they are propitious, they will cease. Here are those seeds, also whether there is a knowledge tongue, they will cease. Whether there are prophets, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Where there is knowledge, it will vanish away. This is a prophet, tongues, knowledge, all of them, the gifts of the Spirit. Here are those things of the gift that are not the lasting. They are for us now. We need them now on earth to build up a church in the body of Christ. They are important to us now. Tongues cease, knowledge vanish away, but these gifts will one day pass away because we will no longer need them. In other words, the day will come when we no longer need such tongues or knowledge gifts. So in eternity, we will be made perfect and complete and will be in the very presence of God. We will no longer need the supportive gifts, so they will come to an end. That's his plan. Verse 9, for we know in part and we prophesy in part. Now the contrast is between in part and the perfect or complete one. Verse 10. But when that which is perfect has come. So obviously this is a reference to the coming again of Jesus Christ. So in New Testament times, Joel prophesied God's pouring out the Holy Spirit on people in Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 32. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions, and also on my manservants and on my maidservants. I will pour out my Spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire, and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into the darkness when the Jesus Christ is coming again, and the moon into the blood, before the coming of the great, awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be deliverance. As the Lord has said, among the remnant whom the Lord calls. We needed a spiritual gift during our earthly pilgrimage until we enter into the presence and the glory of the Lord. Then that which is in part will be done away. When Jesus Christ comes again, these things which are in part will be gone away. Verse 11, when I was a child, we still are in that spiritual infancy state. I spoke a child, I understand a child, I thought as a child. I speak in complete understanding. One day I will have a complete understanding when I am with the Lord. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. When I become mature, I throw away the childish thing, spiritual infancy, incomplete thing, or partial things. Verse 12, for now we see in mirror dimly, the truths are obscure, unclear. But not fully, completely, or perfectly seen, that means, but then face to face. Nevertheless, Peter exhorted us to keep a hope that is filled with joy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus, whom having not seen, you love. Although now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. But then, face to face, now I know in part, we prophesy in part, but the day is coming when we see our Lord face to face, and all of the mysteries will be removed, that which is perfect has come. And then I shall know, just as I also am known, I will know all. Verse 13. And now abide, faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. All faith in God that abides now. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. All faith in the word of God, all faith in the promise of God, all faith in the promise of salvation through Jesus Christ that abides now. Hope in our heart, the hope of the heavenly kingdom, the hope of eternal life with our Lord. That abides now. Love, the agape, this love of God shed abroad in our hearts through Jesus Christ. This love, it abides, it's eternal. The greatest of these is love. The most important thing is love. So, pursue it. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts. But especially that you may prophesy. So let's see each question answer. Question 1, verse 3. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, exercise charity, and though I give my body to be burned, martyred by fire, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Why does it profit nothing? Because it's supposed to give the purpose to build up the body of Christ, the church. But here is no love, you know, such as giving charity with aliens. So that is not in a good witness to Christ. So could not build up the body of Christ. Simply meaning bring other people into the body of Christ. You couldn't do so. Also, when you martyred, you cursed and persecuted, so you would be not in a good witness to Christ. So you, you know, would not bring, you know, other people to the body of Christ. So you could not, you know, build up the body of Christ. That's why. Question 2, from verses 4 to 8, the first part replaced the law word with your own name and meditate then. What will be your response? That time is where, you know, each person, each Christian should be sanctified. We can know. Then, and replace the love word with Jesus and meditate them. What will be your response? So that is, we can see the goal, you know, which is the purpose of Jesus Christ himself. We can know. Question 2, in verse 11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. Which means right now is we have a spiritual gift that we know, you know, only part, like a spiritual infancy like that. So we spoke as a child, even if as a pastor, deliver the customer, that is in part, imperfect thing. So I understand it as a child, which is imperfect understanding. I thought, imperfect thinking. But when I become a man, which means when I met the Lord Jesus Christ, that time is the perfect, I put away childish thing, put away, you know, infancy thing. That indicates that. Let's pray all together with the Lord the prayer, then we'll finish the Bible study. Yes, oh, thank you, Lord.